The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Jump around and sing songs by ancient modern things. Some of the greatest stories ever told was on a rick and scrape. No, some was told by Gino D. I grew up on King, I grew up on Brown, I grew up on Ozzy, grew up on Elon Moxie. Really hope that you don't feel, hope you don't feel, cause I play IME and things. I don't need my rick and scrape. I hope that y'all don't think I let it go. Hope you don't think cause I make rock, that I don't let TVS play, that I won't play no smoky double O. My old mind will tell me how it used to be, how they would get jiggy and ting, to the sound of Rick and Skate,
That's called a Gnep hangover. That's a Gnep hangover. Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. It is Tuesday, the 5th of August, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green after this wonderful Emancipation Day holiday weekend, also known as August Monday for our secular celebrators. We got a full show this morning. I got some guests joining me for the first segment of the show, and then we're going to get into a whole bunch of news, including press club strikes back, traffic fatalities, two occurring across the archipelago this weekend, the call for support of emancipation rush out, U.S. could require up to $15,000 bonds for some tourist visas under pilot program. But first, we have guests joining us from the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association, and we are celebrating World Breastfeeding Week. We're here to tell you about what is happening throughout the week and, of course, to ask for your support for one of the most important natural human functions throughout history. But right before we get there, we started the show with that song, Grew Up On by Twin Dem. And let me just say, there's a lot of conversation about immigration all over the place. People are frustrated, primarily because of a lack of clarity and coherence on the nation's immigration policies. Yeah. However, on the culture side, right, many people are afraid, sincerely afraid, whether it's rational or irrational, sincerely afraid that we have lost control of our culture, that it's slipped out of our grip, that Bahamian culture is quickly being eroded. And since we have members of the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association in with us this morning, I want to remind you that the way that culture works is that you have to feed it to your children. You have to feed it to them. In fact, from the breast. From day on the breast. You have to feed it to them like it's breast milk. Understand, it is like breast milk. Because your culture has all of the elements that you need for your healthy development. In fact, Sydney Isaacs from Cat Island Rake and Scrape Festival say culture is the antidote, right? Your culture is like your immune system. The stronger it is, the stronger you are. The stronger it is, the stronger people are. And so Twin Dem grew up on, Twin Dem, famous Bahamian rappers. They got global appeal. They're performing across, if only the Western Hemisphere, that's a big space, right? They're known for rapping. And they say, hold on, that don't mean we don't know this rake and scrape thing. And you could hear the young man say, his father fed it to him. And it was fed to me. And it was fed to many others. But when we don't see the value of feeding it to our children and to others, right? But let's think of culture today like that breast milk, like that foundational source of nutrients and elements that you need in sense of culture for healthy mind, soul, spirit. For breast milk, for healthy body and bodily functions and development. Because that breast milk, what's in it is going to help that child develop healthy brain functions, healthy motor functions, healthy sensory functions. Now, not all women are able to breastfeed. But we know that the human body was designed to be able to take care of itself and what it produces. And as a part of the human development process, breastfeeding is a natural part of that. And so the reps from the Breastfeeding Association are here to expound, to tell us more about the importance of breastfeeding, but more importantly, a focus on their schedule for global or World Breastfeeding Week. Good morning, ladies. How are you? And please introduce yourselves.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Trinica McCarty. I am also the Lactation Management Coordinator for the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Department of Public Health, and of course, the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association President.
Good morning, Bahamas. This is Sam Simonat, the first Vice President of this August body that has been serving the community from 1993, and I'm very happy to be here on this show today.
Absolutely. I want to remind us, breastfeeding is a national security issue, right?
Yes.
Your capacity to feed your people, it's sustainable, it's accessible and available to women in lower income gaps that may not be able to buy formula. It is incumbent upon us, because if women don't breastfeed and we own formula, then we are susceptible to whatever is sent our way. Now, that's not to say that we're diminishing the capacity or the integrity of the wholesalers, the importers, and the distributors. We're just saying that we know that we're stuck in an economic system that's larger than them. And in many instances, we are only able to access what's available for distribution in our region. This is a national security issue. It's a national community issue. It's a national family issue. And it's a national policy issue. Ladies, when does Global Breastfeeding Week start?
Well, this started many years ago, from around in 1993.
Okay.
When they went to PAHO and to WHO, they had meetings and they realized that there are some important key things that needed to be done. They saw that millions, hundreds, thousands of infants were ill and many had died. I'm not just talking about in the Bahamas now. We're talking about in Biafra, in the Sahara, Africa, all of these different countries. They saw a lot of things happening, and they realized that breastfeeding is the answer. When they saw the women that breastfed, their children had less illnesses, they didn't die. That's why this is being recognized. I also would like to say what the theme is this year for World Breastfeeding Week. So on point. The theme this year is prioritize breastfeeding, create sustainable supportive systems. So this is bringing in a lot of light to us. We need to sustain breastfeeding. We need to promote it. We need to support it. We need to protect it. And the only way we can support and protect and to do these things is by putting things in place that will make this work and stay working, okay? Through education, through putting policies in place, by putting in legislations in place. And guess what? These things are in the background happening as we speak.
Absolutely. I want to refer to an article in today's paper, Tuesday, August the 5th. Tripartite Council considers 18 weeks for maternity leave. That's in today's Tribune. I am pulling it up right now in the front page, National Tripartite Council is leaning towards extending maternity leave to 18 weeks, not the 20 weeks proposed by some advocacy groups, with its chairwoman stressing the need to strike a balance between employer obligations with the country's economic capacity. Okay, so what is it right now currently, the maternity?
12 weeks.
12 weeks. So
plus one.
Extending it by six or five plus one.
Yes.
Is a tremendous push forward.
That's progress.
Yeah.
I am like, my stomach was hurting. And it's like, when I heard that just now, that the pain going away, I am just so excited.
So it's a recommendation, and it appears to be a good compromise.
Yes, a good compromise.
Is why we are happy about it is because a survey was done some time ago, and the results was, why did you stop breastfeeding? Because I had to go back to work. And now we are alerting the community, employees, and all of them to be, if you look after your employer who's a breastfeeding mother, she's going to work for you well because her baby is not going to be sick. She won't be calling in sick, calling in, cannot come to work. She's going to be loyal. The production of the company is going to be good. So you don't lose. That's why we talk to Rotarians, Kiwanians, and all of those people who are in the business world, who are employers, to be kinder to these ladies, and they will work hard for you.
You'll find a loyalty, right? If you show that you understand the dynamics they're living in, and you're willing to accommodate for the care of their children, they will be loyal to you as an employer.
And another thing they are seeking to address is the issue of, even though we give them some extra time, we know that exclusive breastfeeding is for the first 6 weeks. Six months. But what we want is the employers to make things very conducive and helpful for the mother, even when she returns back to work. Okay? We want them to have a place for her to store and pump her milk, to give her some privacy, so she can have a fridge and an area to comfortably pump her milk while she's on the job taking a break. We want these things also in place to make it much easier for this woman not to say, I'm not going to work anymore. I'm going to stay home and deal with my child. This woman will be happier. This woman will be happy to come to work and function well.
And listen, I've been seeking confirmation for the meaning. People like to keep secrets, right, from us. Children cry, but yet they come. You can't stop people from reproducing.
That's
right. You can't stop people from desiring to replicate themselves, to make babies. You can't stop that. And so the business world, I think, has to figure out how to accommodate, right? Because you can't expect that all the women you hire will end their childbearing years right there. I get this job, no more children for me. That seems ridiculous. Even with respect to business owners, right? Like, we understand y'all operating with integrity. You ain't got no problem with that. But to expect that women who want to work should just give up on the idea of having a child is beyond problematic.
Yes.
You know? So now, breastfeeding week, when did it start? Did it start August 1st?
Yes.
What was the first activity?
Okay, well, these activities have already happened. Okay, on the 1st of August, we had the big latch on where we all told mothers who are breastfeeding to come down to the Ministry of Health and Wellness location, and they were to put the babies at the breast at 10 a.m. in the morning for 1 minute in solidarity with the world to show that breastfeeding is the best choice. And they did that. We had an awesome time. The Minister of Health, our wonderful Minister, Honorable Davil, spoke and brought some short remarks in our favor. And of course, our spouse of the Prime Minister, our late Lady Davis, she bought the keynote address. It was well done. It was, man, everything is just falling in place. It was an awesome time. Even our PS was present and accounted for at this event. This was dynamic. I was just blown away at how awesome the place was packed.
And it's important for the wider audience and stakeholders to see state actors are prioritizing this issue. We got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green, your guest. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir. Now, listen.
I like this topic, right?
Okay.
I have a question to your guest, right?
Mm-hmm.
How come they don't have places for women to breastfeed, like in shops? Because I notice sometimes, right, when a woman have a child, right, she just yank out the titty and start feeding child in public. You don't think that they should have a place, like, just for that?
Okay. I'm going to let my guest answer first.
Thank you for the question, sir. Breastfeeding is a normal phenomenon. We don't want to hide it, but we will do it respectfully, gracefully. You can breastfeed anywhere in church. You have a towel over you, and you do it. What I'm saying is we are making it like it's a wrong thing to do, by the way. But this breastfeeding curse can be made, because I was challenging one time. I said, I'm going to the BTVI carpentry shop and ask them to create a kiosk. A breastfeeding kiosk so that it could be in the mall. And I have not gone quite far yet, but I'm going to challenge my people who are young carpenter students to do that, because there are so many that create a market for that product from the little Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
The caller's gone. I was going to say, that's a good idea, right? Kiosks, areas, like in restaurants, there's an area where you can go. See, because the suggestion that you go to the bathroom, right? Just think about it.
No,
would you eat your food in the bathroom?
No
way.
No.
So why would you ask a mother to feed a newborn?
You need to educate them.
Right? In a bathroom.
Yes.
At the same time, I'm wondering if the cultural shift is the most important part, right?
Yes.
Because
acceptance.
I thought about, I go camping sometimes, and a friend of mine, she rigged up this awesome outdoor latrine.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tent,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so it's a triangle tent,
mm-hmm.
and you could walk inside it, right? And there's and the commode is set up in there.
Creative. Mm-hmm.
Setting that up for breastfeeding in a public space, we still know you breastfeeding,
mm-hmm.
right? And so for the people who really have an issue, hiding the act isn't going to solve your problem,
mm-hmm.
because your problem is a predisposition,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, like, culturally, the issue is that in the Western world primarily, and perhaps in the global north, mm-hmm. we have shifted the breast to a sexual thing.
Uh-huh.
And for us, it is primarily sexual. While you find in many other cultures, many other parts of the world, that the breast is simply a part of human function. Breasts are necessary for the production of milk to feed babies, right? And so it is our sexualization of the breast that is the problem. And so my thing is, hiding it won't necessarily fix your individual problem, because you're still fixated on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what she's doing. And the question is, can you calm your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Can you balance your mind and remember that breasts are primarily for mothers feeding newborns?
Yes, it's a dual. It has more than one purpose. It has more than one. It can be done for the sexual part, but it's primarily for milk production to feed the young, you know?
And that is why I think God made us so. I think we need to remember the Creator. He produced this mammary glands for that purpose. And we cannot shame a mother or make her feel less than a woman because she's doing what is rightfully hers. And that is the voice of mothers. And the newborn will be quite upset. Why are you feeding me cow's milk, mommy? If he can speak, that's why we're advocating for the voiceless newborn. They need to be represented.
Mm-hmm. Mammals, okay, producer, let's prep the phone line. Mammals drink their mother's milk until they wean, and
thank
then they
you.
Don't drink any more milk.
They go to meat.
We
what a grain.
We picked up this culture. You feed cats milk, but every kitten and cat I fed milk has had diarrhea straight after. Like, I was like, where did y'all get that from? Not these cats around here. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hello. Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Okay. Have y'all ever heard the term uncircumcised
Philistines? Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's right. Well, today we have a lot of people who are not breastfed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with society today. You ain't supposed to. You talk about kiosk, what kiosk? Whenever you need, when a child hungry, you're supposed to swipe it out and feed it.
Mm-hmm.
Feed the child. You understand? Wherever you is, whoever have a problem with that, have a problem with it. Okay? God said that like that.
Yes.
Nobody's supposed to come talk about, don't feed what? No kiosk.
Swipe
it out. And that's why today you have a lot of uncircumcised. They wreaking havoc on society because nobody breastfeeding them. And then
no
people
bonding
around here want to go and put restrictions on you. Listen, that is how God made it. Whenever your baby is hungry, the best milk is that same milk from the breast.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello?
What's your name, ma'am?
You still there?
Hello?
Hi, ma'am.
What's your name, ma'am? We'd like to use you as one of our support persons.
Listen, I breastfeed my child. I'm JD. But let me tell you something here. I breastfeed my child, my first son. I breastfeed him for 4 years, almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was pregnant with the next baby. And they had a doctor named Dr. Sherman, and he died now.
Yes.
He said, listen, nah, stop feeding that while you're pregnant. Stop feeding that first one, because mm-hmm. that next one ain't going to feed.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I stopped feeding them. And then my next son. And honey, the two of them, the best
sons ever.
The best food for them, especially them for 6 months,
mm-hmm.
breast milk.
Excellent.
You're supposed to swipe that out wherever that is.
Yes,
really,
ma'am.
And you know, something wrong with people who have a problem with that.
Yeah.
And
thank
that's
you.
Why you have
thank you.
A lot of uncircumcised Philistines today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes, Miss Daisy.
Yes, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
What make it like that?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen, thank you very much. So here's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The nutrients in breast milk, right? In the, like you said, especially the first 6 months, those
mm-hmm.
formative years
mm-hmm.
help, like the body doesn't stop growing until you hit about 25,
mm-hmm.
right? And so that breast milk is integral in your body, in your brain development, your hormone development. Why is that important? Because hormones help with emotional regulation.
Yes.
When you get upset, can you stay calm and control yourself, right? I would have said they lack mother's wit, ma'am. Right, I would say they lack mother's wit. But,
yes,
but
they just don't know.
But there's a serious technical point because young babies are missing
the
key
bonding
nutrients,
yes,
as well as the bonding,
yes,
process, which is about emotional and psychological health,
mm-hmm,
and regulation.
Yes.
Now, listen, two callers, producer, let's prep the phone line. Before we go there, I have to send a shout out to a young lady today who I buck on the road. I thought she had Gnep for me, but she had no Gnep for me. But she said, don't mind that. My name is Denise Wild Goose. I'm the wildest goose. And don't you forget it. I say, good morning, cousin. Good morning, Denise Wild Goose. Let's go to the phone line, and then we have to get back to the rest of the schedule of,
yes,
events.
Yes.
Good morning, caller.
A question, right?
Yes, sir.
Did the lady send a child up to 4 years ago?
Yeah. Which, yep.
You only need that little bit? I mean,
no.
I'm just asking.
No, it's not.
Asking. I think the cutoff point should be at least 1 year and after two. A little four, I think that's a little experience.
No, sir. Breastfeeding can be done up until that age. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay. See, our mindset is we think breastfeeding is only for a child from it comes out of the womb until maybe 1 year. That is not so. If you check in the biblical text of the Bible, Samuel was weaned at a certain age. He didn't go to temple until he was, I think, 5 years old. Okay? So that's what. Now, let me explain to y'all. Weaning does not mean only stopping breast milk completely, you know. Okay? But what they are saying is weaning means no more milk, finished deal, nothing. Okay? But with Samuel from the Bible, after his mother breastfed him and he was now eating food from the, then he was ushered off. He didn't need mommy's breast milk anymore. So then he was sent to be a priest in the temple after that. So if y'all can look in the Bible, y'all could see evidence about breastfeeding. It's not just until 1 year, okay? Nutrients are still in that breast milk. Even though the child is getting meat and cereal and fruits and vegetables, there's some good stuff in there. Remember, it's for comfort, number one. Number two is for nutrition is first. And it's also a comfort measure for the child as well. And it's also a source of socialization, making them love other people. Breast milk has serotonin in it. Mm-hmm. It's okay, it has oxytocin in it. Oxytocin is considered the love hormone. Breast milk is very important, okay? If the baby doesn't have a problem with it and the mother doesn't have a problem with it, you leave it alone.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Okay. Yes. And caller, sorry I miss you. You could call back. Let me get to the text line, ladies. Says, good morning. What about mothers who can't produce breast milk? Is that a high percentage? So generally in a population, what percentage of women may not be able to produce?
Do you want to take it or I can answer? Women who cannot produce breast milk, that doesn't really exist per se. Okay? Now, let me tell you why a woman might not be able, she may get pregnant and not produce breast milk. She might have had a breast augmentation.
Okay.
She might have had her breast removed.
Okay.
Okay? Those are the type of things that will cause a woman not to produce breast milk. Okay? Otherwise, your normal functioning of your breast, once you have delivered that newborn, I'm a midwife. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about. There's an automatic brain response between the brain and the uterus that kickstarts milk production in the alveoli in the breast. So if you do the A&P about breastfeeding, you will know that breast milk will be produced once you had your baby.
Another thing is, if you want water to come out of the tap, you have to turn it on. The way you turn it on is skin to skin. Immediately after delivery,
yes,
in the first hour, so there's no difficulty afterwards. That's why we are trying to encourage skin to skin as soon as the baby is born. If there's nothing wrong with the baby, you dry the baby up, and midwife help the mother to put the baby to the breast, and just that's an experience,
yes,
a mother has.
Right. Can postpartum depression affect a woman's ability to produce or the amount that she produces?
No, it does not.
Okay.
Postpartum depression, something else is going on in the mother's brain. She is having a depressive state. Okay, her milk is still there. Nothing is wrong with her milk, but she has some issue going on where she's depressed. She may want to hurt the baby, or yeah, she may want to hurt herself, and she may have to go on medication to help her out. So then it won't be advisable to breastfeed then.
Because of the medication.
Yes, because of the medication.
And do any medications stop the function of producing milk?
In days gone by, when a mother lost a baby, they would give certain drugs. I will not call those names on the air, but I will tell you they will dry up the milk. But further studies have shown that giving those drugs costs cancer. So that's why they don't even use them. If a woman loses a baby, would they tell them, strap up the breast, bound up the breast, and just the milk will immediately dry up on its own after a few weeks. Okay?
All right. Here's a text. Erin, I have a real concern with public breastfeeding. Just like I wouldn't expect anyone to eat in a restroom, I also wouldn't pull out a private body part in public. It's not about sexualizing it. It's about maintaining boundaries, exposing intimate parts, especially around others and children. Crosses the line. Public exposure is still considered indecent in many contexts. See, but the text said that's the point that we're making when we talk about sexualized,
yes,
body parts.
It's sexualized,
right?
Yes.
It's that it's been sexualized that you see it, right, as an intimate part, but a part of the body. But we, I mean, you picked up a copy of National Geographic anytime over the last 40 years, you'll see cultures where women don't wear coverings over their breasts because it's a sexual,
and
the exposure of the body and part is not viewed as a sexual
it's the culture.
Act. Right? And so it's definitely the culture.
And like we did say, like Ms. Ampusam alluded to it,
mm-hmm.
You can breastfeed in public discreetly by just covering up using a shawl or using a certain type of piece of clothes or something. Some people, do you know there are specially breastfed made clothing?
Yes.
That will conceal. Yes, we have t-shirts and clothes that you can use to conceal the breasts.
Right, they even make the clothing for men so a man could put the bottle in the appropriate place on the chest.
Yes, yes. But we're encouraging bottle use.
But we're just saying men is getting the vibe as well.
Right.
Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to all of you wonderful people up there. You all sound so good this morning.
Thank you.
Just teaching away, man. I didn't know that basically we can link crime and the conditions in our society to the life.
Yes.
Because
it's about the development, right, of the child and things like emotional regulation, self-control, and then on to sort of, go on, ma'am.
The word love comes from the mother. I think now that you look at it seriously, the mother teaches a child to love. And, you know, I have 6 beautiful grandchildren, ages 17 to almost 1 plus. You know, when I look at the mothers and the relationship they have, I'm envious of them because I had to go back to work early after my second child. My first child, I stayed with him for 1 year. The behavior of all of them is so different. I said, Father, if I was to go and live through that again, I will do that same thing that
in some Nordic countries way up north, mothers and mothers get a year off.
Yes.
And fathers get a significant amount of time off at the beginning to support the mother.
Yes. Because globally, they see the value of it. As this year's theme is create sustainable support systems. How? You're sustainable, you educate the people and the community the importance of breastfeeding. You need to remember the best food for the baby, optimum food is breast milk because it adapts to the baby's development for the over the 6 months.
This is awesome. I wish somebody would have told the raccoon in my backyard about breastfeeding because the raccoon brought the baby. This is a big war, you know. It's a big war. The raccoon brought the baby up on my porch like it went to dinner with a protocol officer. They were saying, listen, smile, they ain't gonna hurt us if we bring the baby.
Okay.
Right? To tee food out in my yard. They need to go back to breastfeeding. The raccoons do.
They did their part.
It's a natural.
They did their part.
So they give breastfeed.
You take care of would you say if I see the baby raccoon, that means the feeding process is over, and now we have a mature raccoon.
They're looking for the food.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I have a text here that says, your guests would undoubtedly cause women to be sexual assaulted in public spaces by them irresponsibly pulling out their breasts in public as well. This is a crazy idea. Stop. Okay,
no.
So text here. Here's what happened.
Sir, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. Can I demonstrate how... Well, they can't see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a way a woman who is grace. Breastfeeding, they do it with grace. If they are only amongst women, they whip it right out.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are in a public space, okay, they put their shawl or their shirt, and the baby blocks the rest of the breast from being seen. Mm-hmm. You have to actually go up and look in and on top of that woman to see her breast. You will not see the woman's breast. Only when she's taking out, she's going to do like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then she take it out. And then she put a baby there. And then...
Under the cloth.
Yeah. And then that's it. They are not intentionally trying to show you their breasts. They know they have husbands or boyfriends. They don't want anyone. We are taking this in the wrong context. And we are trying to throw the baby out with the bath water. Let's not do that, okay?
Can I interject, please? If there are so many designers here in the Bahamas, we have such talented people who can draw and do all those things. We would invite those designers, famous designers, to create blouses for breastfeeding mothers.
Hold on, go to BTVI right now.
I will show them how to do.
BTVI has courses for seamstresses, tailors, right, and manufacturing garments. BTVI has the carpentry classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, in fact, BTVI would be a great place to go to start an initiative, a pitch, build the best breastfeeding clothing and
you
build
give us an
the
idea.
Best
last year,
kiosk.
Last year, I had a young lady who was a friend of mine. She stitches. I gave her three different colored shirts and different colored, multicolored thing to create a T-shirt, ordinary T-shirt into, and I have them. I will.
Yes.
I will show them at our. When shall you take it with you tomorrow when you go
yes,
to the
seminar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hold on. What's happening tomorrow? Let's get back to
the
list.
Well, tomorrow,
the 2nd of August,
we have the display at the Marathon Mall. Okay, if you want, you can go down and just have a look at it. And we had the church service on Sunday at Christ Church, at Christ Community Church.
Okay.
It was awesome. It was a wonderful service. And the Pamper Me Day was yesterday, the holiday. It was a wonderful event.
The Pamper Me Day for
the
for
Pamper
mothers?
Me Day for breastfeeding, exclusively breastfeeding mothers. We had food, they got their feet done, they got foot massages, they got gift bags with baby goody stuff and stuff for themselves. They answered questions and got gifts and huggies, diapers and wipes and all sorts of things. It was an awesome, awesome time.
All right.
And our president was the pedicurist, and she is a talented lady. So I just...
They got pedicures
so
and manicures as well?
Yeah, she did
this
it.
This is awesome. I almost jealous. I don't have baby.
You remember how Jesus washed the feet of disciples?
Mm-hmm.
That thing came to me when I saw her doing it. I said, that is love. That is love.
Absolutely.
For what you believe in, the passion.
So now on the 7th, competition winners, announcement and awards. What was the competition?
Oh, no, we haven't done that yet. That's happening tomorrow.
The exhibition.
We have our judges. We have three judges. They will be going. We have participants from the Family Island, the clinics, and also in New Providence who will participate. The three judges will go to their location and judge their exhibit and whatever they're saying, and they will judge them. And also Family Island, they had to send it. They will send in their stuff by 5 o'clock today, and the judges will view it, and we will know who the winners are, and their gifts and trophies will be sent to the island and to wherever they are. And we will announce whichever clinic wins, we will do the announcement at their clinic.
And also, the theme has to be expanded on the the exhibition.
And so the theme?
Prioritize breastfeeding, create sustainable support systems.
All right, prioritizing breastfeeding, create sustainable support systems. All right, we got to go to a break. When we get back from the break, we're going to go through this list of breastfeeding support contact numbers, right? We run through the events one more time, and maybe I could touch on some news. But this is the good news right here. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We're going to a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Hope you don't feel cause I play R&B and things. I don't need my ranking straight. I hope that you don't think I let it go. Hope you don't think cause I make rock music and things.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing me knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
But he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say? I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do they work?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Show, want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Since we got the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association in with us, that was One Family 2025, I think, Labor Day fanfare. One family. We all one family. And breastfeeding helps to nurture the bonds that keep families together. Now, before we end the show, I want to get to the breastfeeding help contact numbers. Right now, I'm going to read these off here, but where can people go to find this list?
They can come to me. Remember, I'm the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association president. I have all the contact on Facebook. Okay. I also work for the Ministry of Health and Wellness. I'm the lactation management coordinator. You can come there to get it from me at the Ministry of Health location. Or I can give it to you over the phone. And I am one of those persons on the list to assist people if they need to go to the house to help them or to just confer with them over the phone or do a video call. Mm-hmm. Whichever works, we will do it.
Can I call the name and number on the list?
Yes, you can.
So we can start with the president, Tanika McCarty, 806-8314. That's 806-8314. Midwife Anna, 803-5912, 803-5912. Linnell Thompson, 565-0118, 565-0118. Christancia Ranger, 434-4436, 434-443. Debbie Munnings, 468-2747, 468-2747. Felicity Darville, 466-4763, 466-4763. Kelly Farquharson, 824-6953, 824-6953. Ampu Sam Simonet, 421-4173, 421-4173. Bianca Edwards, 471-9378, 471-9378. Absolutely. So, Global Breastfeeding Week, it's been August 1st to
7th.
August 7th. Today is the 5th, and we've got
two more days
of activities
yes.
coming up. We've got the craft an exhibition at which mall?
We have the exhibition. We have a board up at the Marathon Mall, and we will be having the judging for the exhibition corner competition starting tomorrow morning at the clinics that will participate.
Okay. All right. Now, social media presence. We can find the Bahamas National Breastfeeding Association on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am.
We can contact the president, Trinika McCarty, 806-8314, and the vice president, Ampusam Simonet, at 421-4173. Ladies, it's been a pleasure having you in studio with me. I'm not running, y'all, but I got to run to some other news. I'm also thinking about, y'all, did the raccoon send y'all?
No.
No.
Because the empathy is just building in my heart, right? I don't have children, but that's one of the biggest reasons why I empathize with the raccoon. Because the raccoon have children, the raccoon need to feed. But before we transition, let us go to the phone line, producer. Good morning, caller.
Hey, yes, they gone.
No, no, they're still here. They're still here.
Good morning, Miss Green.
Good morning. How you do?
Thank God for life as usual, and good morning, ladies. Miss Green, what we having for lunch today before I ask the ladies a question? What's for lunch on the Guardian today?
Gnap.
Huh?
Gnap.
Gnap?
Yeah.
That's what?
That feed us. Gnap just like breast milk. Gnap keep us alive all summer, every summer. And you didn't know, your parents didn't know how you made it. They just praise God. Because Gnap is super nutritious and have super function. Gnap.
Sugar apple on the ground, yeah?
Yeah, sugar apple on the ground.
They on the ground for Joe?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I got to get in the back of the yard.
Yeah, go.
I
got to
go check. Listen, listen.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, man. Don't no disrespect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I hear people say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they sound like they're joking. Females, right?
Mm-hmm.
They either was keeping someone children or was trying to comfort a niece or a nephew.
Mm-hmm.
They never had no children, but they say they give the baby the breast. So my question is, can breast milk sell if it's refrigerated and kept well? Can it sell? I'll hang up and listen.
All right, so for mothers, who can't produce or because of the work dynamic, they are unable to provide a regular regimen of breast milk, right? Can mothers who do produce breast milk for sale?
They can.
Okay.
If they have surplus, if you have a blood bank. I mean, if you have
a breast milk bank,
which you have it in the Bahamas. A lot of women have surplus and they want to give it, or their babies have passed and they want to give it.
Yeah.
And we can use it because if you are good enough to use cow's milk to a raw human, why can't you sterilize the baby, human milk and give the baby the best milk?
Yes. Absolutely.
So we can, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, it can be done.
Thank you very much. A couple more texts. Does the diet of the lactating mother matter? I didn't hear you mention that. You're just talking about the production of the breast milk. And
the
so
diet.
What we know is you shouldn't smoke and drink while you're
right.
pregnant. You shouldn't smoke and drink while you're breastfeeding. And what you consume, parts of it may end up in the breast milk.
Yes, it does. Your diet is very important. Now, I must say this with some reservation, lots of fruits, vegetables, meats, chicken if you eat meat, and so on. Once you eat a balanced, healthy diet, that is paramount, that is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is good. Now, I also want to say, a mother may miss a meal. That does not stop her from breastfeeding.
Okay.
The baby is not going to get gas. Please, if anyone gets gas, she will get gas. Okay? A mother can fast for a whole
mm-hmm.
and nothing will happen to her breast milk. Remember, the human body has its reserve of glycogen in the liver.
Okay.
So that body will jumpstart and start to take the stores of the fat and stuff and make the milk. But over maybe a long period of time, if she is fasting, the milk nutrients will be depleted.
Mm-hmm.
But she can eat a balanced diet, eat her chicken, her fish, her shrimp, not shrimp, whatever,
mm-hmm.
okay? But once it's properly cooked, and clean, she good to go.
All right, let's go to the...
Don't forget, make her drink fluids, because whenever she's feeding, she needs fluids.
Plenty of water.
So always keep a big gallon of water next to her bed. So
coconut water. Good
morning, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Good morning. I just want to know, is it true that breast milk not breast milk, cow milk, or the milk that they give our kids, is it linked to diabetes or these ailments that some kids are born
all and the things. Okay. You have obesity when you cow's milk. There is all those things that are, they're all foreign bodies, you know. You have gone away from how the mother's natural milk is for the baby. Mm-hmm. You know, it changes everywhere. It meets the needs of the baby. You don't see a chubby baby. You see a healthy baby.
All right.
You know, and this is something we have to realize, that we are doing an injustice to our babies by giving it cow's milk. Cows talk to each other and say, look, they've taken over a grazing land. Now they want to take our milk as well. You know? That's a joke that my...
Yeah, that's a joke. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I
So, yes, the cow's milk contributes to the diabetes, the high blood pressure, and all of the CNCDs that we are having. Okay? They cause a lot of problems. So, it's best to give the human milk to the babies. Okay.
All right. AI just told me the link between cow's milk and childhood obesity is complex and not fully understood, with research suggesting both and risk. Well, what I know, producer, let's prep the caller. What I know is mammals don't drink milk after they've weaned, after they've stopped, and you only drink the milk of your mother. The commercialization of food has shifted the way that we occupy the land occupy our bodies. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
The breast milk work with the cereal or the cornflakes?
Yeah.
I know it sounds jokey, but...
Yes, it does.
Would it work? Because they said a cow milk...
Just how the cow milk does. Just how the cow milk works, it works the same way. That's what they told us. When we have our breast milk and we want to make the mashed potato for our babies, we pour our breast milk in
the mashed potato or the
to give the baby.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all not right. A problem.
Put the breast milk with the mashed potato.
Yes, that's what I did for my baby.
And the cereal.
And the cereal, yeah, and the Quaker's oat and all of that. I put my human breast milk in it and feed it to my baby. My baby was already used to it.
Human breast milk, maybe people will be able to consider that, eat that with their cornflakes rather than the milk with the cow.
I hope you're not being condescending by saying that.
What I really feel like that milk will be given to our children with that cornflake. Would they eat so much, get them swell up and big? I'm a little scared of that.
The cornflake ain't that good, sir.
I might buy the milk, the breast milk from the shop and put it in my cornflake, but I'm scared of that milk would be drinking.
I got you.
See, they use, and in different countries,
Thank you, Papa.
Yeah, they have it pasteurized. The human milk, it's pasteurized. Just how y'all pasteurize the cow milk, they pasteurize it.
I get the solution right now. You tire the cow's milk, you're too old to take the breast. Did you know that almonds grow in the Bahamas? Mm. And if you have this desire for that cultural, that
almond
food
milk.
Cultural, we could be pressing our own almond milk right here in the Bahamas with the almonds that we see on the ground all the time. We could be making almond liqueur. We could be making almond flour. We could be making almond milk. We could be making roast almonds. And just that thing with the guineb. You all remember, you eat guineb all summer, suck on the seed until the seed is dry. See, the indigenous people of these islands, they used to roast that nut. You got the outer cob, the outer shell, the fruit on the nut, the inner cob, you peel that off. They used to take that white nut and roast that or steam it and mash it. Right, so what we realize now is that the reason why we eat once in the summer is because we are actually eating all the time, eating the good stuff, the guineb, and the hog plum, and the mango, and the sugar apple, and the soursop, and the cherry, and the mulberry, and I say the guineb, and the guineb, because they all on the ground right now, and the papaya, and the passion fruit, they all on the ground right now. Eat what's local. Eat what's natural. And guess what? Breast milk is local to you and your baby. Ladies, this conversation has been so fantastic. I didn't even get to the news. If y'all give me a second, I have to remind y'all of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition 2025. Also, a question from a listener. When will the Mackey Street Library renovations be complete? Don't forget, we got the campaign, Please Help Save Sarge. Y'all don't want to save Junkanoo. The least we can 1,785,000,000,000 people to support him in his health crisis. The Parliamentary Registration Department announces that registration is open for people, new voters, and people who've changed location. Pick up a copy of today's paper for a beautiful tribute to Nikki Kelly by her daughter, Catherine Kelly, on her passing. And then, this is news I didn't get to. The Press Club strikes back. Palmer's Press Club is demanding PM Davis apologize to Nassau Guardian executive editor Candia Dames, the newspaper, and the wider media fraternity. Find these three articles. Officers sound alarm on traffic laws as accidents and crime surge. Eyewitness News, 2nd of August, 2025. Traffic fatality, Eyewitness News, 4th of August. Police are investigating a deadly crash on Queens Highway, Eleuthera, that took the life of a mother. Another fatal crash reported 1st of August. A motorcyclist has died following a traffic collision on Carmichael Road West. The Carmichael Road fatality was number 35 for the year. The Eleuthera fatality was number 36 for the year. And of course, we're going to pick it up this week. U.S. could require up to $15,000 bonds for some tourist visas under pilot program. That article was reported by, I don't know if we're supposed to be reporting from Reuters anymore, because OPM demands news agency retract story on SpaceX deal. They was talking about Reuters. Anyway, we got more time this week, but this conversation about National Global Breastfeeding Week and the national activities was so important. Thank you. I gotta go, ladies, because C.A. Nuri and Guardian Radio AM is up next.
Thank you so much.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.